So then we could just be like wrapping it up.
No, I want us to actually do a little bit of the live show is what I mean. So I want us to get a tiny feel of what it really would be like. Mm. And then honestly, I don't think it'll seem real if we just fucking start pretending like everything's awesome. Is that okay? Just a tiny bit of the show. Yay.
You lead the way.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. I
don't think it's a secret that me and Riley enjoy weed.
Is that the thing that you do?
I like weed.
I mean, you enjoy it, right?
I do. That just means you people.
We actually have an amazing show for you tonight. We actually brought the host of a rival show. I think it's fair to say that we hate you. Is that right, Nick?
We don't all hate him. We don't. Riley wants to marry you.
You have to hate me, huh?
She wants you to put a baby in her stomach, a Republican baby.
Right. Well, anyways, I think that most people would just be open to some other kind of opinions other than their own.
Okay.
And so sometimes debating issues is a good idea.
There's some past history with me and Riley, but I love her. Okay, so why don't you introduce our buddy over there, and I'll take care of the devil over here. Is that?
Yeah, we got Jay coming to the mic, our longtime friend and first time on our show. And
first time.
Debate the issue of marijuana, smoking it and legalizing it and everything
That's right. And on this side, we have Nick. You know him, or you probably don't because you don't listen, from his show, Fiscal Conservative Bullshit. So, Nick, why don't we actually just go? And now we're going to fast forward. Just give me 1 point debate, one counter, and then I'll be a caller, and that's it.
Sounds good to me.
And we'll let Jay, why don't you...
I'll start it off. First of all, we should be legal because it makes you feel good. Alcohol make you feel good. Coffee make you feel good. Too much coffee is bad for you. Too much alcohol is bad for you. But adults know how to make proper decisions with their usage. I think an adult should have the option to use marijuana if he choose. I didn't mean to get Jesse Jackson on you.
Oh, no, you didn't.
There you go.
You know, you just laid it down.
Okay, counterpoint before. We got a caller coming in, but we'll let you get a counter in.
Okay, well, one of the major things that what I generally think about when it comes to marijuana is that it's never usually goes by itself. There's always something, like you have marijuana, you're going to have some wheat, you're going to have some alcohol with it, or maybe you're going to, you know, have something else. Maybe, you know, you'll actually, you know, do some crack. I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, maybe the idea of I'm going to do some drugs now doesn't necessarily keep you from only doing marijuana. It probably leads to other things, and then your judgment is impaired, so maybe that judgment would lead you to make wrong decisions as well. Could be you thought you were going to stay in and have a good time smoking marijuana, but hey, no, you needed to actually leave your apartment and go get some snacks for the munchies. Hey. And then something, you know, happens on your way outside, you know, and just impaired judgment is definitely not something that you, you know, I believe is a good thing.
All right, well, let's see if the callers have anything to say. We started off on a bang.
Who gives a shit what the callers are?
Ho, 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 ho. Now, listen.
We
can go back and forth on this debate.
Well, the whole thing is it's a debate. We want to see what people think and who among you has bigger cojones. Go ahead, Riley. Why don't you take our fake first call?
Get deeper. It's fine.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, you say that, you know, people will be impaired with their senses and everything, but won't the same thing happen with alcohol? I mean, isn't alcohol really the first gateway drug? Because alcohol, you know, you have that and then you go get a tattoo or then you go and you smoke crack or like whatever. Alcohol is just the first gateway drug, wouldn't you say?
Interesting.
Why is it that legal and marijuana shouldn't be?
So just so before I let you go, great point.
Beautiful.
Thank you for listening. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from your ass.
Before I let you go, because we are actually trying to hold a contest, so to speak, who do you think so far is winning? Are you for Nick or are you for Jay?
Well, I mean, I'm a little biased to begin with because I smoke the marijuana all the time, but I would be more biased towards Jay because I just don't see why it should be illegal.
We love you calling in, but it is an hour show, so we appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, so that's one person for Jay. Oh, we got another caller. I want to say this is the first time in the history of this show, Riley. Holy shit, we're getting callers. Okay, fast forward.
We have doubled your numbers.
We just had
six callers in a row. Nobody called for Nick. and it's over. Fuck.
And scene.
Dude, we had callers.
Yeah, shit. That was great. Oh, callers are awesome.
In your face.
Ooh, in your face.
I'm
in
not
your
surprised.
Face.
Whatever. It's not a
I am the greatest.
Luxurious I opinion that I have. Fly.
Yo, so, what stars so would it
end? So that this point, oh, my you bad. Literally don't waste any time. You want to get the fuck out of here.
Awesome.
You're going with it. Well, Nick, wouldn't you say that, you know, it was a great show, and the spirit of debate was the real winner here.
What woman? I am the real winner tonight. Shoot. Had you did not see the show? I'm amazing. Hey, I'm inspired by me.
Well, oh, you're amazing?
Yes.
I'm amazing. I'm inspired by me.
So that's why I'm saying, you know, we're going to get a feel for it. Yeah. Show ends.
Yeah.
We're over.
Yeah.
You're leaving. You say something on your way out, which is, I don't give a shit. This exercise of futility. You want to literally stop him just like you did. Wait, great show, Nick. That was awesome. I mean, honestly, there's no loser. Blah, blah, blah. And then he's gone. And then that's when
we'd be like, what? Shit, the spirit of debate, woman, I'm the winner tonight.
It's us. It's our little stupid
We team. Win.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe in me.
Okay, and this is, you guys are having your little banter, and nobody even notices that I'm, like, out of it.
Okay.
So pick up for In Your Face.
Woo! In your face! In your face! Shoot! I'm the greatest. I believe I can fly. Hey, what starts with an L and rhymes with loser?
Hey, wait, sorry. I'm sorry. It's quick, but not that quick. So a beat, if you get up and you stop there just to give him enough time to say his line.
I'm going to call you a loser.
He's going to call a loser.
I'm going to call you a loser.
And then she's going to stop you to say the whole, the spirit of debate. You have to run over to him to kind of just try to shake his hand.
So
and
I
then
should still be sitting here when he's finishing it.
Whatever timing works. But the only thing I care about is he has to be able to get his whole thing out.
And then I'd be like, okay.
And then she has to be able
to
stop.
Let me listen for a minute and then kind of, all right.
Yep.
I just don't want you to linger because you hate her guts. That's all.
Yeah.
Do you have to?
All right.
No, I don't need to. I'm conservative. It doesn't mean I hate people. It just means I have an opinion.
Oh, that's sweet.
I understand.
Opinion that may be contrary to yours, but it doesn't mean that I hate
Method actor. I like it.
Right on.
Holy shit, that was pretty impressive. We actually had callers.
Wow.
Not related to us.
It's pretty good.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! So now you get the winner shimmy on. Woo! In your face! Ooh, that's that good. That feel good. I'm the greatest. I feel like Ali. I'm the greatest. I believe I can fly. Yeah. Hey, what rhymes with loser and starts with an L? What rhymes with L starts with a loser? Loser! You are a loser!
I've wasted enough time on this
Nick, it was a great show. And you have to admit that the spirit of debate really was the winner tonight.
Hey, what? Woman, shoot, I'm the winner tonight. The spirit of debate.
All right, yes, you won.
Yes.
You won. You are awesome, and you rocked. You were so cool. And you got us callers.
That's right.
That we finally had.
I'm amazing. I'm inspired by me. Shit.
You okay, Samara?
I'm supposed to write that. Woo. In the bathroom at one point when you guys finish?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys do your thing. And then
And you don't have to go to the bathroom. I just want to have it all the dialogue. So I'm gonna just start from, you guys are doing the whole, I'm the real winner, blah, blah, blah. And then, hey, you both notice that I'm being quiet.
Right.
You
want to
take it from what, woman?
The real winner tonight is me. No, amazing. I'm inspired by me.
You okay? You are
Ooh,
awesome.
That feels good.
You also got us
That's
callers.
Smoking. That's smoking. Thank you.
Samira, are you okay?
What? Yeah, fine.
Yo, you know what? Sam, Riley, I know I won. Please, don't treat me any different, okay? Don't act like I'm a god or nothing. Woo! What?
Okay, something's wrong, Sam. I can tell. Seriously, what?
Okay. Happy. Yay! We proved our point. Captain Douche lost. We won.
No, I won. Yeah.
Okay, how about this? The slightly lesser Captain Douche won. I'm happy. Happy, yay. Go us.
No, I've seen Jeremy show more. Jeremy.
Okay, how about this? I'm not happy.
No.
You
really?
Don't say, shut the front door. Oh, shoot.
I would have guessed that. Okay, here's why I'm not happy. Nick is right. It doesn't matter that he didn't win the debate. Dude, we are high all the time. And maybe Maybe that's why the show's not taking off.
I'm sorry. I was a little high. Would you say that again?
Oh, no. This is where you say, what does us have to do?
Oh, that's right. I jumped my line. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
You want to take her from, I've seen Jeremy show more emotion?
Yeah, I've seen Jeremy show more genuine emotion. Jeremy.
Okay. Fine. I'm not happy.
What?
No. For real? I wouldn't have guessed.
Okay. Nick's right. He lost the debate, but he should have won. We are high all the time. Do you think maybe that's why the show's not taking off?
What difference does it make? Like, why do we care? What difference does it make we smoke weed all the time?
Because you were 10 minutes late today. Riley never even gave Jeremy the sound cue she was supposed to. And you know what? It wouldn't have mattered if she gave it to Jeremy, because you know what? He was high too. He missed the cue. He misses cues all the time because we're high all the time.
I'm sorry. Just say that one more time, because I was a little high.
Okay. So I wanted to be... So you know how we finally got the... Because I kept messing up on the one sheep, and it worked when I said one sheep and you said... Or 1,000 sheep and you said one sheep.
Okay.
For this, if I have to slow down, because I wanted to be like... Because we are
right.
High
uh-huh.
all the time.
Uh-huh.
And you do exactly that. Like, you're like, yes, I get it. I'm on you. I get it. And then you're like, I'm sorry. Can you slow down? Yeah.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because
okay.
It's like the reason I'm doing it slowly uh-huh. is you're acting like you're saying, you're listening intently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you. All uh-huh. the uh-huh. high. So sorry. Can you start that whole thing over?
Wait, one more. Yeah,
okay.
Slow down.
Exactly. So you want to say, what does that have to have?
Yeah. Dude, what does that smoke weed have to do with anything?
What does it have to do with anything? You were 10 minutes late to the whole debate that you were supposed to be a part of. And Riley, you never even gave the sound cue to Jeremy, which wouldn't have mattered anyway, because guess what? He misses sound cues all the time because he's high. Because we are all high uh-huh. all the time.
Uh-huh. Wait, just say that one more time. Because I'm a little high. I'm a little high right now.
Because we are all high all the time.
Okay. I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
That's actually kick-ass. That's awesome.
A little.
And if you do the same, because you know
right
how I was being a little bit like talking down to you right now.
Right.
And doing these hand gestures as,
right.
as if you're mentally handicapped.
Right.
You could give that back to me.
Right.
Can you make up sign language?
Okay.
Okay. So then we're past that.
Okay. Right.
Lower.
Past that. So let's fast forward to.
Let's say. Speaking slower, that sounds really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can say speak slower. Okay, how about this? You're really hilarious. Here's the thing, guys. I don't want anybody on the show if they're high. I don't want anybody here if they're smoking. I don't want anybody here if they're drinking. If you're not 100% on point, I don't want you on the show. And that includes me.
Wow. I think it's my line.
Yeah, that's what I'm just going to say.
Why
not? I just didn't know my line.
That's
the one
Riley.
I didn't learn.
Are you being serious right now? Because you guys have been joking,
yeah.
And that's the only way this will work. So just basically the whole first half of it, you guys are just not taking me seriously at all.
Yeah.
It's like you're high off the winning. You're fucking laughing, making fun of me. And now I'm like, okay, hilarious. Here's the thing. And then when I drop it, you guys are like,
This is not fun anymore.
So you want to up it? We'll exaggerate the right. In terms of, so we'll be really energetic. Actually, so just if we finish up the end and then we'll do it again with really energetic. So you guys are fucking laughing hysterically up until that point.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Even if it looked like I was depressed, you weren't even.
Right.
Seriously.
Okay.
Okay.
Have more fun.
So try speaking. You want to take it from try speaking?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So try speaking. Should you try to speak more slowly?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Slowly.
You're so hilarious. You're so hilarious, Jay. God, I love you. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't want anybody uncomfortably numb. Guys.
Yeah. What?
I don't want anybody uncomfortably numb if they're not 100% on point. I'm saying no drinking, no weed, including me. If you're not 100% on point, I don't want you on the show.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah, I am. You can do whatever you want Monday to Friday on Sunday. Give me one day. Give me one day where you guys are not fucking high. And then it's going to end with you guys looking at each other. And literally in your head, whatever it takes to trigger somebody just said, you have to choose one of your kids from drowning. That's as big of a deal it is to you. You're like, yeah. Like, and then I'm going to do the soundbite will be like, soundbite would be like, dun-dun.
I don't know if that expression quite fits
the
choosing a child, but...
Dude, I'm not actually at the line choosing the child. It's like, you before you go and choose the child, I'm telling you right now, you must choose a child. I'm like, oh, God.
So, do you want to... So we'll just do from the...
Let's just do it again.
No more. We don't have to do the improv part. It'll just be from picking up. So then the only beats is if we end the show, you say right away... Yeah, in your face. You're the antithesis of a graceful winner. Okay.
Nice. We actually had calls.
In your face. Woo! I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. I believe I fly. Dude, yo, what rhymes with L and starts with a loser? I don't know. Loser. You are a loser. Gimme! Gimme! Gimme!
Wait!
Come on!
Nick, thank you for being on the show. I mean, we have to say, it was really great. And that the spirit of debate was the real winner.
God, woman, what are you talking about?
Thank you very much. The real winner
tonight is me. See, I'm the greatest. Woo! Come on now. Give it up. You know that was real.
All right. I know. It was really good. We had callers. It was good.
Come on.
Good stuff.
Feels good to just, you know, be a winner and stuff there, you know?
We're about to ask you to add one line real quick. Yeah. So whenever she says the real winner is a spirit of debate, when you go to shake his hand, can you just literally walk past her hand? So you're going to say, I think we both can agree the spirit of debate was a real winner, and he's just going to walk right through your hand.
Damn.
And then, and the only thing is when you say your line.
I'm going to.
Yeah, so whenever you're going to, like, give her the time to get it out of her system, because she's in love with you is the thing. The backstory is she's literally in love with you and always finding something correct to say to you. And
in their mind.
I was hoping you would get that.
I know.
I was hoping you would get
that.
You did, and that makes me
happy. Not a bad guy, and there's no such thing as a bad guy. It's just too, like, when you are a bad guy. Right, I agree. I'm sorry. I'm just in a real generic mood, but...
So the only thing is, when she says the
spirit of debate, you have to add that line of, you said the first part perfectly, but I'm inspired by me. Right, because the only reason is, it's almost like I said, I'm inspired by you, but your answer is, so you have to say it as if somebody said it about you. I'm inspired by me.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
It sounds stupid, but I think that if we act like somebody else said it, but it came from you, it would be hilarious.
Great.
Okay. So, nice. We actually
Callers. I am a winner in your face. Woo! I'm the greatest. Woo! Oh, man, I believe I can fly. Yo, what starts with an L and round with loser? Loser! You are a loser. Bang! Bang! You know what I'm saying? Come on,
okay,
son.
Okay, well, thank you. I've had enough exercise and utility. Thank you. I'm out.
It's too hard for me to get by. It's totally awkward.
Okay, so how about you get up? You could get up before that. Get up as soon as the show's over. As soon as he gets up, if you get up at the same time.
Okay.
That's why I want us to work the timing out now.
Great.
Right. Is there some busy work I could do over there?
Whatever you want to invent to make it ready so that you could do that. Anything under the sun.
Do you want him to maybe just be as big as he can be without getting up? Or
is he getting in the way? Is that why?
He should do whatever he...
Okay, so let's just see. Let's make it so that you either stay there a little longer. You could be affected by him a little longer.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take my time.
No,
maybe,
I'll just get up earlier.
Okay.
I'll just get up earlier.
Sounds like you're getting up early for work. I like that. And by the way, I know that you're going to say who gives a shit. That was the best of, I wish I could like clone what you just did there.
Great.
Like fucking awesome.
Great, so I'll hang out there.
When you did this, when you were like, wait, what? That's exactly what it was when I wrote it. Like, you're trying to think about the L. You're like, damn.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, and...
Woo-woo.
Holy shit, we had callers.
We did.
I didn't even know what to do.
Oh, it feels good.
Great.
Oh, it feels good. Eat your face. Woo, I'm the greatest. Yo, I believe I can fly. Yeah.
That's
What Browns, what a loser. It starts with an L. Loser. Oh, you are a loser. You are a loser.
I've had enough of this futility.
Great show, Nick. I think we have to agree that the spirit of debate was the real winner here.
But woman, please, the winner of the night is me. Shoot, I'm amazing.
All right.
Girl, yes. I'm impressed by me.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
Okay, good. Whew. I'm impressed by you, too.
Ooh, that feels good.
Samira, what's going on?
Ooh, child. I need a cigarette.
How are you feeling?
Whose line is this? Not mine at all.
So after you guys say, hey, you notice I'm quiet.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. No, it is my line.
Yeah, but the only thing I'm saying is that was awesome. Even when you notice I'm upset, your energy stays up here.
Okay. You know right. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So what's the next line, though? You give me 1 second of your
time. Here it is.
And you say to me, only for that 1 second, Riley, you say to me, wait, are you okay? And when I say yes, even though it's obviously I'm not, you guys go right back to, Riley, don't treat me any different.
Right, you know what I mean? That's my line.
Okay.
That's all.
All you gotta say is, don't treat me different. Don't call me. I'm just a man.
Because I'm still here. Okay. I'm still here with you.
So I'll just pick it up from he's already gone. And he says, I'm inspired by me. So.
Let me not sit down. I am the winner tonight. Okay, I'm amazing. Shit, I'm inspired by me. Hello.
Good. How about you, Samira? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, Sam. Listen, Sam. Yo, Riley, please. Don't treat me any different, all right? I'm just a man.
I'll try not to.
I'm just a man, girl. I'm not like a god or nothing.
Oh, jeez. See what we've done now?
It feels good.
Oh, my God. Okay, Riley, something, or, you know, Samira, something is wrong. I can tell. What?
Seriously, nothing.
Oh.
I'm happy. We proved our point. Captain Douche lost. We won. I'm fine.
Wow, I have seen Jeremy show more genuine emotion.
No, this is where you're like...
Oh, so I won. I won.
Because I say we won.
Oh, you said that one. I won.
Oh wait. So go back to Sam, Riley. Please don't treat me. So actually, can you go back to Sam? Are you okay?
Sam. No, seriously, something's wrong. Before that, just the first time
you noticed. That's all.
Oh,
I want us to get to the point where you guys don't die down. You give me a second, and you go back to celebrating.
Okay.
So you
get
go,
over here.
Oh, my bad.
So you say, actually, I won't move from here. You say, hey, Samira, are you okay? So just so we get it in our heads, the point, you say, great show, Nick, blah, blah, blah. You say, I'm the real winner, so it picks up on each word. She says, the real winner, spirit of debate, you pick up on that and say, no, I'm the real winner.
Gotcha.
I'm setting the precedent just like the weed. You're just this guy who, like, fucking, if everything we say isn't on point, you pick up on it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you say it with the weed. It has to be what you want. She says the spirit of debate. Okay. No, I'm the real winner.
Okay.
So spirit of debate, real winner. And then that's the first time you notice something's wrong.
Okay.
I say I'm fine. You guys go right back to, I'm a god. I'm fucking awesome. Uh-huh. And then you ask me again what's wrong. That's it. So we'll pick up from, pretend like you said to him the spirit of debate. You don't have to go over there. Just say it.
Spirit of the debate is the real winner. Yeah, but it's good for the timing.
Okay.
Yep.
The spirit of the debate is the real winner, and then he brushed.
What? Woman, I am the real winner, okay? I'm amazing. I'm impressed by me. Yeah.
Hey, how about you, Samira? You okay?
What?
Take it down.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yo, look, same.
Sorry,
did
I move?
Oh, no, you're all good. Yeah, I'm just going to run around and take photos.
Don't treat me
any
different.
You say it to both of us.
No, I'm
okay.
Don't treat me any different.
okay, I'm still a man, right? I'm not like a god or anything like that, right? Right? Yeah.
Okay, what is going on, Samira? Seriously.
Seriously, nothing is going on. I'm happy. We proved our point. We won. Captain Douche lost.
No. I won. Okay?
Okay, the slightly less Captain Douche won. I'm happy, okay? I'm happy. Happy. Go us. I'm fucking happy.
Wow, I have seen Jeremy show more genuine emotion. Jeremy.
Okay, fine. I'm not happy.
Oh, I couldn't tell at all.
You know how you guys set it a point like a symphony? Yeah. So go back for, okay. I'll say, seriously, nothing, okay? I'm happy.
Oh, yeah,
I'm, you proved our point. What? Captain Douche lost. We won.
No, I won. Okay?
The slightly less Captain Douche won. Okay? I'm happy. Happy. Go us. Happy.
Wow, I have seen Jeremy show more genuine emotion. Like, Jeremy.
Okay, fine. I'm not happy.
What? Oh, you don't say. No, oh, shut the front door. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
She should be actress. She should be actress.
Okay, look. Honestly, Nick should have won. He lost, but he should have won. He's right. We are high all the time. Dude, seriously, maybe that's why the show sucks.
Wow.
You asked. So then you're like, what is us?
I keep dropping that line.
So that's why I liked it when we went through the points. So right now, you go, oh my God, you guys are shocked.
And that's when I laugh
because you guys are trying to make me laugh.
That's why you're acting like that.
I laugh at that, and right after that, I'm saying the whole, maybe that's why the show sucks. And that's when you get serious for another second.
Because
you're like, wait a minute now.
Okay, I have it now.
Smoking weed
after doing it. This is why you talk through scenes. Okay, go.
Okay, so I'm going to go from, seriously, nothing. I'm happy. Captain Douche lost. We won.
No, I won.
The slightly less Captain Douche won. I'm happy. Happy. Go us. I'm happy.
Wow, I have seen Jeremy show more genuine emotion. Jeremy.
Okay, fine. I'm not happy.
What? You don't say. Oh, girl, tell the truth now. That's beautiful.
Really? You're not happy?
Okay, look. Nick should have won. He should have won. He's right. We're high all the time. Maybe that's why the show sucks.
Oh. What does us being stoned have to do with anything?
You were 10 minutes late to the show you were going to debate about weed on. Riley, you were so high you never even gave the sound key to Jeremy, and it wouldn't have mattered because Jeremy was too fucking high and he misses cues all the time. Dude, we are high all the time.
Wow. Could you repeat that? Because... I'm a little stoned.
Can I add a line? Because I think now I understand why this is off, and I think it will feel better for us. So I'm going to say, we are high all the time. And you're going to be like, what are you trying to say? We are.
Okay. Great.
Okay, so I'll say that. Dude, you were 10 minutes late to the show, okay? We were doing the whole show for you. Riley, you didn't even give the sound cue to Jeremy. And it wouldn't have mattered, because you know what? Jeremy doesn't pick up on cues anyway, because he's, what? High all the time. We are all high all the time.
Wait, really?
That's when you're like, what are you trying to say?
Wait,
so we are high all the time.
Dude, what are you trying to say?
Oh my God. We are high all the time.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again? Because I'm a little stoned right now.
Okay, you guys are hilarious. I will admit that. But, okay. I don't want to say this. Okay, this is really hard for me to say. I love you guys. But I don't want you on the show if you're high. Anybody, including me, if you're not 100% on point, and I'm saying no drinking, no weed, don't come to the show.
Hey, are you serious right now?
I am. It's not too much to ask you to give me one day. Do whatever you guys want, Monday to Friday, Sunday, I don't care. Can you give me one day? And if you're not, honestly, one day, or don't come. That's where I'm at. I'm serious, guys. That'd be awesome.
And then that look.
It's like a soap opera. I want him to focus on your faces. You know how in soap operas they focus on your faces for too long, and you're like,
Right. Yeah. I just have to write that.
Do you know what? That'd be great. Actually, I know this is stupid, but like when you, if you picked up, do we have water? One of you could drink just to do a spit take. Like he takes the time. He goes 1 minute. He puts his glasses on. He takes some water, and then he does a spit take.
And then he spits. I need water in my mouth first.
It is so hot in here.
It's warm.
So I like that. I think that it, what you're right for me and you, it, like, it's right about me.
If you're looking for a thrill and you want to get killed, take a walk downtown to the a convenient location for some ghost fornication. Go get fucked downtown at the there's blood-covered walls in this torture chamber hall. Stick a knife in your pussy at the if you're looking for a thrill and you want to get killed, take a walk downtown to the a convenient location for some ghost fornication. Go get fucked downtown at the there's blood-covered walls in this torture chamber hall. Stick a knife in your pussy at the there was no happy new year in 1959 for the 39 people that lost their lives. There was no happy new year in 1959 for the 39 people that lost their lives. If you're looking for a thrill and you want to get killed, take a walk downtown to the a convenient location for some ghost fornication. Go get fucked downtown at the there's blood-covered walls in this torture chamber hall. Stick a knife in your pussy at the
down your mouth, because it's only 8-year-old cock, and you shove it down your mouth, and you suck on that 8-year-old cock, you suck on that 8-year-old cock, you suck on that 8-year-old cock until it gets all sticky and gooey in your mouth, and then you swallow, and then you swallow. You didn't know an 8-year-old could do that to you, but he did. That's the deal. He's only 8 years old. And the sweet deal is when you slick his hair back, he looks like he's about 6. And he's ready for more cock. He's ready for more cock. And you make his anus hurt. And you make his anus hurt. Because he's ready for some more cock. Because he's only 8 years old. He's only 8 years old. And he's so, so ready for your lips around his 2-inch cock. Are you jealous because his cock's bigger than yours? Because I wouldn't be that jealous because it all tastes the same. It don't matter. put some peanut butter on it. He'll lick it. He likes it just fine. He's only 8 years old, and he's got a cock. He's got a cock. He's got a cock.
Fuck him. Fuck that little bitch. Snaggletooth. Fuck that kid. Fuck it up. Shit. He's a motherfucker and his mother's buried in the yard. What does he do? He knocks over her grave. Knocks over her grave. Knocks over her grave. Snagglebit. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Stealing cookies. Getting drunk. Fuck that kid. Going to jail. Getting a free pass because his dad's the mayor. Communism. Communism in the children's village. Children cannot play. Children cannot play because it's communism. Communism. Baker from birth because it's communism. Communism. Old man's bored because it's communism. 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 Communism, communism, communism.
Everybody has it. Everybody loves to kill. It's romantic. You know what I'm talking about. Having sex with knives. It's so sexy. Makes me think of yesterday. I'm so carefree and frolicking through the fields. I'm thinking about killing the whole town. Everybody has it. Everybody loves to kill. It's romantic. You know what I'm talking about. Having sex with knives. It's so sexy. Makes me think of yesterday. I'm so carefree and frolicking through the fields. I'm thinking about killing the whole town with a giant bomb. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow, I said. Or the next day. It never happened. But a girl can dream, can't she? Everybody's gonna die. It's so romantic. You know you love it. You know it's just like puppies and kittens and hugs from your mom. Murder. So wonderful. Special. The most wonderful thing in the world. I can't think of anything better. It's every girl's dream to commit her first murder. Who cares about marriage? A prom. That first murder you commit is a milestone you'll never forget. Because it's murder. So special. So wonderful. Like your dad giving you away on your wedding day. Blood everywhere. Blood everywhere. Blood on the flowers, in the field, on the puppies, on the kittens. Murder. I want to marry murder. time.
Tube. It's alright cause they use lube. Now and think about your great boobs. Have an abortion.
What? Coat hangers and it's free. How easy can it be? Don't wait long till it bleeds. Get an abortion.
Send your infant straight to hell. Instead of throwing it down a well, you're better off, you know damn well. Get an abortion!
Abortions are fun, they are cool. Preppy girls do it at school. Baby meat just makes me drool, so I'm having an abortion!
I like abortions very much. They are really like to crunch. In that baby's head it is. Get an abortion.
Baby meat.
Baby meat. Can't get enough of that baby meat. Baby meat. Baby meat. Can't get enough of that baby meat. Baby meat. Baby meat.
Delicious.
Nutritious.
Oh, yes, I would like to take this time to point out the nutritional value of eating your aborted fetus. Oh, yeah, lots of iron, lots of protein. The next thing you know, they're going to make it a slim.
Stoker fucking wiener out. Pull it out, you sick fuck. Stoker fucking wiener out.
Pull it out, whip it around.
Stoker fucking wiener out.
Pull it out, you sick fuck.
Oh, stick it out. Oh, stick it out.
Abortion.
Whee! Suck your baby in a tube. It's alright cause they use lube. Now and think about your great boobs. Have an abortion.
Kafka.
He's fucking up the world. He's the master of the world, cause he's fucking shit up. Towns are destroyed. Doma is poisoned. Why are the two guys on top still alive? Kefka, you're fucking shit up. Everyone's dead except for 13 people. Everybody's dead except for 13 people. And a giant snow monster, giant snow monster, living in the caves, eating the berries. Kefka, you're fucking shit up. Fucking shit up. Fucking shit up.
Start over.
Yo, yo, yo,
yo, yo, we gonna get this shit started, all right?
Ooh, yeah! All right,
we gonna get bitches up here with...
Where my cunts at? Yo, what it do?
We gonna be fucking smoking some weed up.
Smoking the blunts?
Man, motherfucker, we fucking...
Oh,
gang, we start to this shit up.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
You hear that beat? You hear that beat? Damn, what's going on with this?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
I need a pookie. Oh, yeah. I need a pussy. Oh, yeah. I need a pussy. Where's a pussy? Where's a pussy?
Ah!
I need a pussy looking chick. Bitch. Suck on my clit. I need a pussy looking chick. Bitch. Suck on my clit. I smoke the blunts.
What?
So I, all the time, I lick the cunts.
Whoa.
And all the bitches know I'm the number one hoe, bad motherfucker. Yo, yo, where you at, bitch?
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
I need a pussy looking chick, bitch. Suck on my clit. I need a pussy looking chick, bitch. Suck on my clit.
Suck it, bitch.
Shoving my big fat blunts up the hoes, bitches, cunts. Smoking them when they dry, it makes me extra high. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah. I smoke all the fucking weed. Shooting my big bunk gun. Banging the bitches,
And smoking weed when I'm done.
Smoking the weed when I'm done. Yo.
Can't get enough of this gangsta shit.
Can't get enough of that gangsta shit. I got two big Glocks and I use them as cocks. Where you at, ho? Get your fucking pussy up here on my fucking gun. And if you're lucky, I won't shoot you when I'm done. Jiggle your tongue on my pink sock.
Jiggle your tongue on my pink sock.
Whoa! Jiggle your tongue on my pink sock.
Jiggle your tongue on my pink sock.
Jiggle your tongue. Blunts and cunts and pussy licking pink socks.
Damn! Word.
Greetings and thanks for calling. I will tell you right now, no one ever checks this voicemail, so don't bother leaving a message. If you're a telemarketer, please remove my name from your list. And if you're calling because you think that this is Darth Vader's house, well, you really need to get yourself a life and think about how you're spending your time dialing random numbers of movie characters. So, yeah, anyway. And if you're calling me...
Everybody has it. Everybody loves to kill. It's romantic.
I can't get up.
I learned from the local scene how to use my cock and keep it clean. Stay away from the girls with the stinky cheese, all the girls downstairs with the STDs. Want to get up on me, give me HIV. Oh, it burns when I pay. Get these bumps off of me.
I'll put my herpes in your clit. I work at the local pizzeria. My gonorrhea goes drip, drip, drip like diarrhea. Oh yeah. I don't use a cute condom. Duh. When I fuck you, see, there is nothing new. Rob, before I start rapping badly. Yeah, I'm talking about little children here. Little children. I'd like to point out that I think we should legalize abortion. We should encourage it, and the age limit should be like 10. Yep. I straight with kids, getting on my nerves all the time. All they fucking do is cry, piss, and whine, shitting in their pants and pissing me off, sitting at a table acting like it's a trough, they piss me off. I hate those little brats, chop them into pieces, feed them to the rats, color me a picture, can't stay in the lines, stupid little fucks drive me out of my mind, I strangle kids, call me a bitch if you wanna, but I don't have one, and I'm never gonna, cause they're loud, annoying, and they smell really bad, when I hear a dead baby, it just makes me glad I strangle kids. And bitch, I don't give a fuck, cause every little brat on this earth fucking sucks. I want 'em dead.
Oh, Ross, Kirstie, Ali, Joe, Ross, I don't know how to cook it. Make me a sandwich, bitch. I don't know how to cook it. Put some cheese on that sandwich. Put some cheese on that sandwich. Maybe some tomatoes. Maybe some tomatoes. Come over to my church. It's a pulpit washing. I don't go to church. I'll just go to the Gap. Get some $60 pants. Get some $60 pants. Just go to church and bring a sandwich. Joe Ross, Kirstie Alley. Joe Ross, Kirstie.
Newman, Jack Abbott, tainted face cream, Genoa City, Gloria, sleeping with Jeffrey. What are we gonna do? Everyone is gonna go to jail. Go to jail!
Go to jail, go to jail, go to jail.
Yeah.
This one's for you, fucking Canada.
Mm-hmm. songs about something that's very, very important in everybody's life. Something we all desire to do, but only few of us really follow through with it. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape. I don't even like you. I just wanna fuck you. I could never date you. I just wanna rape you. Feed that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
I don't even like you. I just wanna fuck you. I could never date you. I just wanna rape you. Feed that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Rape. About something that's very, very important in everybody's life. Something we all desire to do, but only few of us really follow through with it. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
I don't even like you. I just wanna fuck you. I could never date you. I just wanna rape you. Feed that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
I don't even like you. I just wanna fuck you. I could never date you. I just wanna rape you. Feed that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Rape. Rape. Rape. Into her room you will creep. Wait until she's fast asleep. Quietly take off her.
Break,
stupid bitch. Rape that stupid bitch. Raper, 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 raper.
Rape, 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 rape.
Rape. Rape. Yep. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
I don't even like you. I just wanna fuck you. I could never date you. I just wanna rape you. Be that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Feed that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Rape that fucking bitch.
Everybody has it. Everybody loves to kill. It's romantic. You know what I'm talking about. Having sex with knives. It's so sexy. Makes me think of yesterday. I'm so carefree and frolicking through the fields. Thinking about killing the whole town with a giant bomb. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow, I said. Or the next day. It never happened. But a girl can dream, can't she? Everybody's gonna die. It's so romantic. You know you love it.
Hey, Winnipeg. You guys are fucking high right now listening to this shit.
The kittens and hugs from your mom. Murder. So wonderful. So special. The most wonderful thing in the world. I can't think of anything better. It's every girl's dream to commit her first murder. Who cares about marriage? A prom. That first murder you commit is a milestone you'll never forget. Because it's murder. So special. So wonderful. Like your dad giving away on your wedding day. There's blood everywhere. Blood everywhere. Blood on the flowers, in the field, and the puppies, and the kittens. Murder. I want to marry murder. I want to have sex with murder. Murder, come back. Murder. Murder, where are you? I miss you so much. I just want to murder one more time, I swear. Just one more time. It's so special. It makes you feel so good. It's better than anything. Just one more dead person, please. Please, I swear, just one more dead person. Please. You don't know how good it feels to murder. It's the best feeling in the world. Better than sex. Better than pizza. Better than anything you can imagine. Dead body on the floor, covered in blood and knives. It's like getting married every day, killing someone. That's murder. Murder. Murder at prom. Murder on your wedding day. Murder at the grocery store. Murder at the baker. Murdering everyone. Everybody deserves to be murdered. It's like giving it to God, or Satan, wherever you're gonna go. It's my gift to you, death, murder. Everybody has it. Everybody loves to kill. It's romantic. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody has it. Everybody loves to kill.
Thank you. With somebody else. There's a man on the other side of town. It's empty. Just him. Living by himself.